local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. At least it was enough rain to knock the dust down yesterday. Weather with Dr. Bill coming up. Also, we'll check traffic with Kane all right here on FM Talk 106.5's Mobile Mornings. Sitting at 69 right now as we get started on this Friday. Be right back with Doc.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. Good ride so far coming in from Daphne, Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split now towards Stillman's Corner and Theodore, light traffic so far on the way in this Friday morning. South Alabama Jaguars hosting Georgia Southern Thursday night, October 3rd, in a key Sunbelt Conference football game at Land People Stadium. Kickoffs at 6:30 can be seen on ESPNU. And don't miss the Thursday tailgate, a free tailgate and concert in the parking lot at 5 o'clock. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:07, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Special good morning to all the tow truck drivers out there. Y'all have a busy night? Having a busy morning out there. Holy cow. Still towing cars this morning. They were flooded out yesterday. And yeah, we'll talk in depth about that with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. The rainfall totals up to 7.5 inches, I think, is the latest I saw. And that was centered around Airport and Dolphin, or between Airport, Dolphin, and 65. Which is exactly where I left here yesterday. I left our studios are at Airport and 65. I had to go to a meeting at the Colonial Bank building that's just north of Dolphin on 65. It was interesting.
So you were in the area the entire time?
The entire time. I was in the meeting, got up to the meeting right around 3 o'clock. And I was at that point only with the abilities of the Toyota Tacoma and the little bigger tires there did I make it into the Colonial Bank building. And then it really started raining while I was in the Colonial Bank building for 2.5 hours. And then we came out and had the wife was on Dolphin on the east side of 65 over towards going down towards McConnell down there, where it was another. She was sending me video. Maybe we'll post some of these up. Sending me videos. She was waiting for her daughter to get out of an appointment. She was in a parking lot there. And as the cars were going down the road, the waves, she said, watch the waves break. And the waves were coming and breaking through the parking lot and underneath the vehicle.
So much video from yesterday. I've never seen anything like that.
I've seen some big rains in the city. Okay, and maybe there are bigger ones in the past. But that was one of the, it's got to be a top five fast flash flood rain situation.
It's just unbelievable. I had to go pick up my daughter from daycare. And I'm like, okay, I'll wait for it to blow through. And I kept waiting and kept waiting. And eventually, yeah, I just had to go swim to the daycare and pick her up.
You're a brave man. By the way, I think it was 60-plus rescues made by Mobile Fire Rescue yesterday. People in flooded vehicles. We had one rescue in a house as well. More details on that rain. The specifics from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams coming up around 6:35. Right now, Kelly's got our headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Severe weather swept through our area on Thursday, bringing along lightning and flooding and plenty of water rescues. According to the Mobile Fire Rescue Department's Facebook page, crews responded to more than 60 water rescues between the hours of 3 and 8 p.m., while also responding to dozens of motor vehicle accidents and battling two residential fires. Job well done, third shift, though the shift is not over and there is work still to be done one, you deserve all the praise this day. That message on their Facebook page goes on to say special kudos to our EMS division for stepping in and staffing a water rescue truck for several hours, providing much-needed support to the on-duty crews and stranded motorists across the city of Mobile. Making news out of Montgomery, Governor Kay Ivey has announced that she has lung cancer. Ivey confirmed that her doctor found a spot on her lung in the last few weeks and that tests determined that it was, quote, a tiny, isolated malignancy. This morning, the governor is scheduled to undergo an outpatient treatment at UAB, and that will then be followed by radiation treatments. Governor Kay Ivey's doctor says he does expect the governor to make a full recovery. The governor released a statement in part saying, quote, I welcome your prayers and your support, just as so many others who have been affected by cancer. I am confident of God's plan and purpose for my life and feel extremely fortunate this was caught so early. May God continue to bless each of you and the great state of Alabama. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will be in Birmingham today to begin treatment for cancer. The governor made the announcement yesterday. Her diagnosis comes after her family doctor found a cancerous spot on one of her lungs. A new fleet of vehicles for the Pritchard Police Department. On Thursday, the city announced they are getting 20 new Tahoes for the Pritchard Police Department. Mobile's fire department received a $2 million federal grant. That grant will allow the department to hire 12 new firefighters. A Niceville High School student was arrested Thursday after threatening to shoot another student after a fight. Agulhas County Sheriff's deputies charged the 15-year-old boy with threatening to use a firearm in a violent manner. And a deluge of rain forced Mobile Fire Rescue to make more than 60 water rescues Thursday afternoon and into the evening. Floodwater forced drivers to abandon their cars on Dolphin Street at I-65 and at the Spring Hill Medical Center. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
Since Dad died, Mom had been feeling really alone between my work and my own kids. I just did not have the time she needed, so I called Alabama Caregivers to provide a companion for her to shop, clean her home, cook with her, even remind her to take her meds. Local caregivers caring for local people. Call today, 251-264-3009 or online, alabamacaregivers.com.
As Dad aged, he began having trouble even brushing his teeth. He wanted to stay at home, so we called Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel. They provided a caregiver to assist him with his personal hygiene, take him to the doctor, provide medication reminders, and even take Dad on his evening walks. Since hiring Alabama Caregivers through NurseTel, Dad is more independent. Alabama Caregivers, 251-264-3009 or online at alabamacaregivers.com.
Are you or a loved one having surgery? Worried about managing day-to-day responsibilities while you recover? Alabama Caregivers by NurseTel will be there to hold your hand every step of the way. away. Call 251-264-3009. AlabamaCaregivers.com.
Paid not attorney spokesperson Fierce Nakawati with principal office in Dallas, Texas. Attention landscapers and anyone working in the landscape industry. This is an important alert for users of the Weed Killer Roundup that have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. A California jury recently awarded $289 million to a landscaper who claimed Roundup gave him cancer. Roundup is the most widely used herbicide in the United States with billions of pounds applied each year. Farm workers and landscapers are at the highest risk of injury from exposure. Time is limited to file a claim. If you work with Roundup Weed Killer and were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline now. The number to dial is 800-951-6265. That number again is 800-951-6265. You could be entitled to significant compensation. If you've been exposed to Roundup and have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, don't wait. Call the Roundup Legal Helpline right now. 800-951-6265. That's 800-951-6265. Again, 800-951-6265. Call now.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Tulane wins a thriller over Houston. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a milestone home run. And I've got your full SEC schedule for tomorrow. It's 8:17, 6:17 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans 20-7 last night. Jaguars rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew picked up his first win in the league. The sixth-round pick from Washington State threw two touchdowns and hit 20 of 30 passes for 204 yards. Here's his second of the night, a 22-yard pass dropped on a dime to former LSU Tiger DJ Chark.
Here's one for the end zone. Chark, he's got it! Touchdown, what a throw!
The Jaguars defense got after Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, sacking him nine times. Tackle Calais Campbell led the team with three sacks. Mariota has now been sacked 17 times through the Titans' first three games. That's the most that a single quarterback has been sacked through week three since 2002. The Titans will have 10 days to regroup after losing two games in a row. They play at Atlanta next Sunday, while the Jags, after getting their first win of the season, will play at Denver. In college football last night, the Tulane Green Wave won an entertaining game over Houston 38-31. The Cougars tied the game at 31 with 21 seconds to play, and Tulane appeared to be content to go to overtime by lining up to kneel the ball. Instead, they ran a perfect fake, and Amari Jones ran for 18 yards to get Tulane within striking distance. One play later, the Green Wave took the lead on a 53-yard touchdown from receiver Jalen McCluskey with 3 seconds left.
Eight back in coverage for Houston. McMillan launches down the middle for McCluskey.
Tulane was behind 28-7 in the second quarter before the big rally. They're now 3-1 with a bye week upcoming, followed by a game in West Point against Army. Don't forget to get your selections in for week four of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Right now there's a three-way tie for first place. Rob Dog, Kyle, and Florida Man tied for the lead with 22 out of 30 games picked correctly. Sean and I are tied three games behind the leader. And I can't speak for team High Step and Turkeys. I know Beach House Bobby is making a move this weekend.
Oh, yeah, this is a big, big weekend for me. Big weekend.
Here's the lineup for the SEC games tomorrow. Four games at 11 a.m. with number 2 Alabama hosting Southern Miss. Number 4 LSU plays at Vanderbilt. Tennessee plays at number 9 ranked Florida. And Ole Miss hosts number 23 California. At 2:30, the biggest game of the day, number 17 ranked Texas A&M hosts number 8 ranked Auburn. That game kicks off at 2:30. You can hear the pregame starting right here on FM Talk 106.5 at 11:30 tomorrow morning. At 3 o'clock, Mississippi State hosts Kentucky. Missouri hosts South Carolina. At 6:30, Arkansas hosts San Jose State. And at 7 o'clock, a top 10 matchup with number 3 ranked Georgia hosting number 7 Notre Dame. Also tomorrow at 2:30, South Alabama Jaguars play at UAB. That game actually broadcasting on the NFL Network. So if you're looking for South tomorrow, they will be on the NFL Network. In baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. Braves superstar Ronald Acuna Jr. hit an absolute bomb over the left field wall in the third inning, becoming the second youngest player in league history to hit 40 home runs in a season.
Or do that.
Hammer deep left. And Acuna has Goddard. Number 40, a mammoth home run to make it 2-0.
Acuna needs three stolen bases in the Braves' final eight games to become the fifth player in Major League history to join the 40-40 club. He would also be the youngest. In other games, the St. Louis Cardinals gave up a three-run lead to the Chicago Cubs in the ninth inning, but they were saved by a 10th-inning home run from Matt Carpenter, and the Cardinals beat the Cubs 5-4.
With one out, he delivers to Matt Carpenter, and he strokes a high fly ball to deep center field. Matt Carpenter hits it out of here to put the Cardinals back in front.
The Cardinals lead the NL Central by three games. The Cubs now one game back from the NL's second wild card spot. The team they trail, the Milwaukee Brewers, beat San Diego yesterday 5-1. Minnesota beat Kansas City 8-5. Toronto beat Baltimore 8-4. The Yankees clinched their first AL East division title since 2012 with a 9-1 win over the LA Angels. Cleveland shut out Detroit 7-0. Seattle beat Pittsburgh 6-5 in extra innings. And Boston beat San Francisco 5-4. It's 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. Play now through Friday, September 27th, and for every 250 base points earned, you'll get one entry into our last chance drawing on September 27th, when you could win a share of $10,000 free play or one of five entries into the $1 million grand prize drawing on September 29th. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
Adding 500,000 highly skilled employees to our workforce by 2025 is how we stay ahead in Alabama. Our economy is stronger than it's been in years, and a skilled workforce is more important than ever. Things move fast, so choose your path. Your success is waiting, plus a great future for Alabama. Success plus. Go for it.
Sponsored by Alabama Works, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Accident-free conditions continue so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway from the 1065 Spit Light. Traffic, just watch your speed again. Officers are working a little bit of radar. School zones will be busy as you've got the buses traveling, but nothing out of the ordinary so far on the way in. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater water recovery at 888-BE-TOWED and at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 624 FM Talk 106.5. I guess they were supposed to raid Area 51 this morning, about 3 a.m. Mountain Time.
What's that put it? 5 a.m. our time?
The 1 hour off of Central.
Okay.
So, yeah.
4 a.m.
4 a.m. our time. Haven't heard anything from the area, but maybe we wouldn't.
Exactly.
Maybe they'd take all this. Maybe there were hundreds of thousands of people raided Area 51, and they've all been taken into some government holding facility, and we'll never hear from them again.
They just provided the government more test subjects.
And the internet way more conspiracy talk about. 624, we'll maybe talk about that. Coming up, plus 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Over 7 inches of rain falling in about 4 hours in some parts of Mobile County. Details coming up. Right now, Kelly's got headlines.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Thursday's downpour of rain led to sewer overflows in our area. Mobile Area Water and Sewer System released this statement saying Moss is currently experiencing sanitary sewer overflows as a result of heavy rain and flooding. The waterways affected are Eslava Creek, Three Mile Creek, and Dog River. A complete list of overflow locations and volumes will be provided once all overflows have stopped. Moss Sewer System is designed to collect and convey wastewater to a Moss wastewater treatment plant. And during heavy rains, stormwater infiltrates and inundates aging sewer lines, causing manholes to overflow. Though highly diluted, the wastewater enters storm drains that lead directly to creeks and streams. Health Department precautions regarding contact with impacted water and seafood preparation should be followed. Again, that message coming to us from Moss, Mobile Area Water and Sewer System. National news impacting gun owners as Colt is suspending production of AR-15 rifles for civilian sales. The president and chief executive officer said, quote, "The fact of the matter is that over the last few years, the market for modern sporting rifles has experienced significant excess manufacturing capacity. And given this level of manufacturing capacity, we believe that there is an adequate supply for modern sporting rifles for the foreseeable future." He goes on to say, "We want to assure you that Colt is committed to the Second Amendment, highly values its customers, and continues to manufacture the world's finest quality firearms for the consumer market. Colt does currently have contracts and supplies rifles to military and law enforcement personnel worldwide." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. And does a good thing for people that may or may not own modern sporting rifles right now for their value.
Mm.
Colt says what they said. Maybe the supply shrinks a little bit. Demand is steady and prices, well, they go up.
Yeah, I was wondering how many were sold yesterday when that news came out.
All of them. 627 FM Talk 106.5. First of all, let me say this. A happy birthday to Dalton Norwig.
Oh, thank you.
It's Dalton's birthday today, so when you call in, make sure with those birthday wishes, text line 343-0106. It's his birthday.
The big 2-8.
2-8. There you go. and what... What is this? What are you going to celebrate doing tonight? It's Friday night.
Yeah, but I've got a 7-month at home.
Yeah, there's
home,
that.
So we'll see. Yeah, probably watch some Sesame Street.
Okay, so you good. Good that you've realized that your birthday is really going to be just a side note for mm-hmm. the rest of your life. Your children move in, children move up the ranks, and your birthday gets suborned.
Yeah, I might give her some prunes baby food. That'll be fun.
You know how to live on the edge, man. Happy birthday. Dr. Bill on the way. We're checking with News 5 right now.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A deluge of rain forced Mobile Fire Rescue to make more than 60 water rescues Thursday afternoon and into the evening. One of those rescues happened at a house on Pine Hill Drive in Midtown Mobile. Floodwater forced drivers to abandon their cars on Dolphin Street at I-65 and at Spring Hill Medical Center. Also Thursday, a lightning strike is being blamed for a house fire in the Ashland Place neighborhood of Mobile. Two local men were on board a small plane that crash-landed in a cotton field in Calhoun County, Florida. Pilot Zachary Lauren of Fairhope landed that plane northeast of Panama City. His passenger, Matthew Taylor of Mobile County, neither was injured. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will be in Birmingham today to begin treatment for cancer. The governor made that announcement yesterday. Her diagnosis comes after her family doctor found a cancerous spot on one of her lungs. For WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on, I'm Jessica Taloney.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
This is Rhona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price. Meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services, guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it, during Dockside Reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
The Pentagon will present a broad range of military options to President Trump today as he considers how to respond to what administration officials say was an unprecedented attack by Iran against Saudi Arabia's oil industry. The options include a list of potential airstrike targets inside Iran. Storm Imelda is moving on this morning, leaving behind a big mess and two deaths in southeastern Texas.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner says floodwaters are starting to recede, but
it's going to take some time to dry out. And so certainly going to ask people to continue to exercise patience and be careful on the road.
Daniel Walker's house in Raywood is flooded, but he's taking it in stride.
It's Mother Nature. There ain't nothing you can do about it. You just got to just do what you can do. I'm still living.
I'm John Lawrence.
6,500 registered nurses staging a one-day strike against Tenet Health Hospitals in Florida, California, and Arizona, demanding higher wages and better working conditions. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Walgreens and a Google affiliate are testing drone deliveries that can put drugstore products on customer doorsteps minutes after being ordered. Snacks like Goldfish crackers or gummy bears, as well as aspirin for sick kids, will be delivered starting next month in Christiansburg, Virginia, by a 10-pound drone flying as fast as 70 miles an hour. The company says customers will be able to order from a list of more than 100 items that include consumer goods and cough and cold remedies, but not prescriptions. The drone will be operated by Wing Aviation, a unit of Google parent Alphabet. The Trump administration has decided to stop California from setting its own emission standards for cars and trucks. California officials have vowed to fight in court a legal tussle that could last years. In the meantime, California regulators are considering ways to reduce emissions. Those include strengthening limits on refinery emissions and imposing roadway pricing, which could include higher tolls during rush hour. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Attention all business owners who rent or lease space, including storage space. Stop wasting your money paying someone else for your space. You can now save a ton of money and own your own building with the incredible sale prices from General Steel. That's right. Start saving money every month on renting space from others. Our 50-year structural warranty buildings are custom designed to fit your needs and save you a ton of money. Call 866-95-STEEL.
Take it from a successful entrepreneur. If you need to expand or start a new business, you need General Steel.
Call now 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Cammie's Old Dutch would like to give a big thank you to all the local restaurants in downtown Mobile that serve her ice cream, including OK Bicycle Shop, Chuck's Fish, Wenzel's Oyster House, Rooster's, Dumbwaiter, and new to the Old Dutch family, Truman's Diner. Locals keeping it local. Like Cammie's Old Dutch on Facebook to stay in the know on flavors and events. Cammie's Old Dutch Ice Cream Shop on the corner of Florida and Old Shell. 50 years and still dipping. And now open on the Parkway inside Food Champs Grocery Store. 2 to 8, Thursday through Sunday. today.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Well, you said expect some thunderstorms, but wow. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Yeah, that was a. Is that how backdoor cold fronts bring that? I mean, that was a thunderstorm. I mean, I guess was it training? It seemed like it just kept coming up through the same area of Mobile County over and over again.
One thunderstorm developing, another one next to it, and then just constant cluster of thunder. Seemed like the same thunderstorm for a long period of time, but it was actually multiple storms. And it was right on the edge of this front that came through and slowed down as it got into the Mobile area. And those thunderstorms stayed in the same location there for seemingly forever. The totals were pretty remarkable. Of course, the airport got its first rain for the month, officially 1.57 at the airport. On the USA campus, the rain gauge there reported 4.85, almost 5 inches of rain. And radar indicates that in the Spring Hill area and extending to the south, that there were totals of 6 to 7 inches of rain during that thunderstorm period. And of course, a whole lot came down in a short period of time, which caused a lot of flash flooding across the city.
Yeah, that was for sure. I was talking with you off air. I had to leave the station here at Airport and 65 around 3 o'clock. It was already starting to pull up a good bit. Then I got to Dolphin and 65 there by the Atlanta Bread Company. It was already starting to flood. Then I went to a meeting and watched it rain another couple inches while I was there. And by then it really was kind of tough getting out of there, getting on the service road and having to go Old Shell. And there were, I think, Mobile Fire Rescue made 60 different vehicle rescues yesterday, people in flood water. That was the definition. We talk about flash flooding and turn around and don't drown and all that stuff. Yesterday was textbook.
It certainly was, and we weren't the only ones having some rainfall problems. It's still going on over in Louisiana and Texas, where some places have had over 40 inches of rain.
It's unreal.
Over a three-day period, and matching, and in some cases, it looks like it may have exceeded that of Harvey a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And that was, of course, the remnants of that tropical storm that formed along the Texas coast. Right now, though, things are improving because high pressure is starting to build into our area, and we have some really nice weather through the weekend. Today, mostly sunny, a high today of about 88 degrees. The normal high is 86, so we're pretty close to normal. And tonight, we will cool into the 60s. Looks like about 68 degrees here in the city. It means some areas will get into the mid-60s tomorrow morning. And as for the weekend, for Saturday, mostly sunny. Now, there is a slight chance of a shower, but it looks like the areas that could see a shower will be down near the coast. So southern portions of Mobile County might see an isolated shower tomorrow. But for the most part, it should be mostly sunny, and again, the upper 80s. Sunday, another day of sunshine and dry weather. We could make it up to around 90 degrees, but the humidity will be on the low side. And then on Monday, sunny skies and lower 90s, around 92 degrees. And after that, Tuesday looks good. Lower 90s and mostly sunny. And then Wednesday and Thursday of next week, a slight chance of a thunderstorm with highs in the lower 90s. So we're not looking at any of these mid and upper 90s and 100 degree readings. That looks like that's over with. But we will get back up into some of those low 90s.
All right, Dr. Bell, you mentioned the rain, that 40 inches in Houston from Imelda. Other named storms in the tropics or waves you're watching? What's going on there?
Yeah, we still have a hurricane actually now, a minimal hurricane, and that is Jerry, which is northeast of the Leeward Islands. It looks like Jerry will continue to move out into the open Atlantic. We do have a tropical wave that we'll be watching. It's over the Eastern Caribbean, and another one about halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and another tropical wave coming off the African coast. So right now we have just one named storm, and that's Jerry, but there's the potential for additional activity over the next few days as those tropical waves continue to move to the west.
All right. Well, we still have that second half of hurricane season to deal with.
Yeah, we're moving into it now, and it looks to be active right on into October.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon. Plus, we got our weekend weather scale coming up.
I'm working on it.
All right, very good. Staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast, exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Thank you for the text line. As of 6:05, Theodore Dawes Road was closed between I-10 and Old Pascagoula, so we'll keep our eyes on that. That's still closed. I know the roads that were closed yesterday, at least that I was on, and the list I have, those have been opened back. Actually, my father with me, and he has a car. I have a truck, so we left his car, took him out in the truck, and came back in the truck to get his car later on in the evening there at Dolphin and 65. Once the water had gone just like flash flooding, it drains out pretty quickly as well. By 8 or so last night, it was back to normal, except for the cars that were sitting there that had been flooded and those that had pulled up on the, like almost into the front of buildings to get them out of water. And then the ditch right there at Spring Hill Golf Course.
Mm-hmm.
Right across from Spring Hill Hospital. I was going last night, saw a car sitting down in that ditch.
Really?
Yeah.
There were, at least 60 water rescues yesterday, and a lot of the video I saw is right there in the area that you're talking about, because they closed that service road, right? Mm-hmm. The Dolphin right next to 65, that service road that has, the golf store on it and the hotels all along that strip. That was supposed to be closed. There were still vehicles trying to drive through there and getting stuck. I saw plenty of videos of, I guess, ironically, yesterday, the Wave buses, Wave Transit, driving through the streets that were just
causing waves,
and big trucks driving through. Lakeside Drive, who's over here kind of near our studio, I drive past Lakeside every single day. It had a ton of standing water. I mean, some of the videos I saw yesterday online, Facebook, Twitter, I've never seen anything like it. You said it's probably, a top five rainmaker that you've seen?
Yes, absolutely. It came so quickly. I mean, you can get 7 inches of rain, but sometimes it takes all day, not 4 hours, and you get that much rain. It was, and of course, this morning where heard Kelly reporting on malls reporting sewage spills, and I'm sure we'll hear it all over. I don't like it. I don't want it to happen ever. These are the ones that don't make me as angry.
Mm-hmm.
Because these are pretty significant, very acute events. It's when we get an inch of rain and there's a spill that drives me crazy. This one, I'd rather it not happen, but maybe I can cut them a little slack on that. All right, 6:42, FM Talk 106.5. Remember, you got traffic issues out there, roads that are still closed, something like that. You need to let folks know. Hit us up on the text line, 343-0106. Speaking of traffic, we'll do that next.
In 1973, America's original guitar rock band planted their flag. Now, Lynyrd Skynyrd takes their final bow. Lynyrd Skynyrd, Last of the Street Survivors Farewell Tour. Saturday, September 28th, the Warp Amphitheater. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Lynyrd Skynyrd, playing the Warp Amphitheater one last time. Reserve seat tickets on sale now, online at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone at 800-745-3000. Lynyrd Skynyrd on their final tour ever. With very special guest, Cody Jinks. Saturday, September 28th, the Wharf Amphitheater, part of the C Spire Concert Series, produced by Red Mountain Entertainment.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from
I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning for the Pizza Tons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got the power out on Theodore Doss Road between Old Pass Cagoula and I-10 and all the powers out there. Alabama Power's replacing a pole, so be careful through there. Accident without injuries in Springdale Boulevard between Dauphin Street and the East I-65 Service Road. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 RAV4 with 1.9% APR financing for up to 60 months plus $500 bonus cash back. Model 4430. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 644, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Sean and Dalton, the birthday boy. Dr. Bill, of course, Kane. And Kelly with our headlines. Got those right now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A Florida man sentenced here in Mobile in a federal courtroom. 40-year-old Tobias Deshaun McKay of Fort Myers, Florida, received 26 years and 8 months in prison for several drug and firearm possession charges. According to U.S. Attorney Richard W. Moore, McKay was arrested after making contact with an undercover informant working with the Homeland Security and then agreeing to meet that informant here in Mobile so he could purchase cocaine, which he planned to take back to South Florida with the intent to sell those narcotics there. McKay came to the port city with cash and jewelry to exchange for 2 kilograms of cocaine. Once placed under arrest, authorities found 4 guns and marijuana as well. McKay was arrested and charged for attempt to distribute cocaine, being a felon in possession of a firearm, and using and carrying or possessing a firearm in relation to or in furtherance of a drug trafficking felony. He pleaded guilty to these charges back in April. In your health news this morning, a 7th person has died, and this death linked to vaping. The Centers for Disease Control's latest update says that 530 cases of the illness have been confirmed. While a specific cause has not been determined, all of the patients reported recent use of e-cigarettes or vaping. Those deaths have been confirmed in 7 states, 2 in California, 1 each in Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Minnesota, and Oregon. The CDC is urging people to refrain from using e-cigarettes and to contact their doctor if they've experienced symptoms like shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, vomiting, fatigue, fever, or weight loss. Here in Mobile, officials confirmed that 3 young adults, ages 17 to 20, have been hospitalized with these vaping-related illnesses. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey will be in Birmingham today to begin treatment for cancer. The governor made the announcement yesterday. Her diagnosis comes after her family doctor found a cancerous spot on one of her lungs. A new fleet of vehicles for the Pritchard Police Department. On Thursday, the city announced they are getting 20 new Tahoes for the Pritchard Police Department. Mobile's fire department received a $2 million federal grant. That grant will allow the department to hire 12 new firefighters. A Niceville High School student was arrested Thursday after threatening to shoot another student after a fight. Agulhas County Sheriff's deputies charged the 15-year-old boy with threatening to use a firearm in a violent manner. And a deluge of rain forced Mobile Fire Rescue to make more than 60 water rescues Thursday afternoon and into the evening. Floodwater forced drivers to abandon their cars on Dauphin Street at I-65 and at the Spring Hill Medical Center. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning.
Not everyone shops the farmer's market, but if you want the freshest produce and the freshest bounty of the season, shop Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Yes, fresh, meaning picked from their farm daily. You simply can't buy fresher than Allegri Farm Market, who brings you produce from their very own local farms, plus cheeses and butters and weekly specials, all from the friendly faces of your own community. Just off I-10 at Highway 181 and County Road 64. Open every day, 8 to 6, Sunday, 9 to 5. From their farm to your table, Allegri Farm Market.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say.
Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Tulane wins a thriller over Houston. Atlanta's Ronald Acuna Jr. hits a milestone home run. And I've got your SEC lineup for tomorrow. It's 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL, the Jacksonville Jaguars beat the Tennessee Titans 20-7 last night. Jaguars rookie quarterback Gardner Minshew picked up his first win in the league. The sixth-round pick from Washington State threw two touchdowns and hit 20 of 30 passes for 204 yards. Here's his second of the night, a 22-yard pass dropped on a dime to former LSU Tiger DJ Chark.
Here's one for the end zone. Chark, he's got it! Touchdown, what a throw!
The Jaguars defense got after Titans quarterback Marcus Mariota, sacking him 9 times. Tackle Calais Campbell led the team with 3. Mariota has now been sacked 17 times through the Titans' first 3 games. That's the most a single quarterback has been sacked through Week 3 since 2002. In college football last night, the Tulane Green Wave won an entertaining game over Houston 38-31. The Cougars tied the game at 31 with 21 seconds to play, and Tulane appeared to be content to go to overtime by lining up to kneel the ball. Instead, they ran a fake, and Amari Jones ran for 18 yards to get Tulane within striking distance. One play later, the Green Wave took the lead on a 53-yard touchdown from receiver Jalen McCluskey with 3 seconds to play.
8 back in coverage for Houston. McMillan launches down the middle for McCluskey. And it's a three.
Tulane was behind 28-7 in the second quarter before the big rally. They're now 3-1 with a bye week upcoming, followed by a game in West Point against Army. Here's your reminder. Don't forget to get your selections in for Week 4 of the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. Got some big games in the SEC tomorrow, with number 2 ranked Alabama hosting Southern Miss at 11 a.m., number 4 LSU at Vanderbilt at 11, number 9 Florida hosts Tennessee also at 11, and Ole Miss hosts number 23 California. At 2:30, number 8 ranked Auburn plays at number 17 Texas A&M. You can hear that game on FM Talk 106.5 with the pregame show beginning at 11:30. Also at 3, Mississippi State hosts Kentucky and Missouri hosts South Carolina. At 6:30, Arkansas hosts San Jose State. And at 7 o'clock, a top 10 matchup, number 3 ranked Georgia hosts number 7 Notre Dame. In baseball yesterday, the Atlanta Braves beat the Philadelphia Phillies 5-4. Braves superstar Ronald Acuna Jr. hit an absolute bomb over the left field wall in the third inning, becoming the second youngest player in league history to hit 40 home runs in a season.
Or do that.
Hammer deep left. And Acuna has gone darn. Number 40, a mammoth home run to make it 2-0.
Acuna needs 3 stolen bases in the Braves' final 8 games to become the 5th player in Major League history to join the 40-40 club. He would also be the youngest. 6:52 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning from the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Still working an accident on Springdale Boulevard between Dolphin and the East I-65 Service Road, and the power's out on Theodore Dawes Road between Old Pascagoula and I-10. Now, what's going on? Alabama Power's replacing a pole, so the whole area is without power at this time. The next race is tomorrow night at Deep South Speedway in Loxley. I-10, exit 44 and 4 miles north on the left with the 604 late models and all local divisions racing. Find them on Facebook, Deep South Speedway. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of a shower and a high in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, my buddy Sid Sexton back in studio and talking irrigation. It's hot out there, Sid.
It's super hot. I mean, brutal hot.
And not only is it hot on we humans, it's hot on our yards, too.
Yeah, the plants, and particularly your grass, is probably struggling right now to get enough water and run it through the system. So if you have any flaws in your irrigation system, you're going to start seeing it with hot spots, brown spots in the grass, probably around some of the edges. If it's not, the arc isn't opening up well enough. Yeah, you're going to start seeing some issues in your irrigation system if it's not running well.
I guess a lot of us think, hey, man, I got sprinklers. I got irrigation. I'm good. But we sure it's covering every part of it.
It really helps to have a technician come out and go through that. And so that's the service we provide.
Okay, so we want to do that. Have y'all come out and look at our irrigation system. Give us some ways to get in touch with you.
Well, you can find us on our social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can DM us there, or you can look us up online, sextonlandscapes.com.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan, and this weekend, the inaugural Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo at the grounds. We'll be there with FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors live at 10 on Saturday. Come out for hunting, fishing, outdoor products, and services, plus guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of the Cowboy Way, Alabama. That is Saturday and Sunday at the grounds, the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo. Come see us live for a special edition of FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors starting at 10 on Saturday.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. More drugs and more weapons are now off Mobile streets thanks to the Mobile Police Department's Narcotics and Vice Unit. On Thursday, Operation Parkway Net was conducted at multiple locations, and that's where arrest warrants and search warrants were executed as well. The ages of the 11 people, they range from 21 to 56 years of age, and both men and women were charged and arrested with a number of charges to include unlawful distribution of a controlled substance, possession of marijuana second degree, possession of a controlled substance with intent to distribute, a warrant for no driver's license, a warrant for code violation, possession of marijuana second degree, a warrant for expired tag, a warrant for no driver's license once again, and a warrant for fraudulent use of a stolen credit card. Possession of drug paraphernalia, also a charge that a number of people faced after yesterday's raid. Great news if you're looking for a day to volunteer this weekend. Your help is needed as the Alabama Coastal Cleanup is this Saturday. This event is part of the International Coastal Cleanup, an international effort to remove marine debris from coastal waters. Volunteers are needed. The event is coordinated through the Alabama Department of Conservation and Natural Resources and People Against a Littered State. So residents and visitors and businesses and groups are all invited to help lend a hand from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturday, September 21st. And organizers say, rain or shine, the volunteering will go on. There will be more than 30 designated coastal zones. Volunteers can gather trash and recyclables on foot or watercraft or work at the base of operations for zone. T-shirts and basic cleanup supplies will be provided for active participants. For more information or to contact a cleanup site zone captain with participation questions, you can call 251-928-9792. You also can hop online and go to alabamacoastalcleanup.com, or you can check their Facebook page for all updates. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 657 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on a Friday. I'm just about an hour away from Alec Naiman. We'll find out what's cooking this morning. Plus, Dr. Bill has our weekend weather scale coming up, and right after the top of the hour, which means the 8 o'clock, 8.05, we'll start talking football with Dalton. If you've not made your picks for the weekend, you were batting 500? Mm-hmm. Last weekend?
Me? Yeah, I had an awful week last week. So 500.
But you're going to make up for it this week, right?
That's right. I'm at a minimum, I think I'll get all 10 games correct tomorrow.
All right,
so
good.
I'll be back on the top of the leaderboard.
Oh, okay, good. Well, I'm just going to ride those coattails and on to victory myself. All right, we'll talk more football coming up around 8.05. Right now, we'll check in with Dr. Bill. We'll also get national news, and then we'll be back to you. Remember, text line's open this morning, 343-0106.